And gun.
Okay. We need to do this first. So here we go, everybody. Sit back, relax.
Hi, this is Don Horan, author of Slugline, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are going to be looking at Ignition Assault Booster Packs from the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading Card Game. And this is brought to us by Hill & Knowlton Strategies again. So thank you to Tim, Allison, Lindsay, and Crystal. And as always, Konami for allowing us to review some of their products.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And this time again, we are getting a whole booster box again from them. Yeah. So this is going to be another three-parter. We're going to do it a little bit different this go around.
6, 8, and 10 packs in a video. Or not video, recording.
We're not video. Yep, we're recording. Like Logan said, we're going to do fewer packs in the beginning since it takes longer to describe them with the new packs, and then by the 10 at the very end,
it'll be a little faster. Hopefully, that'll be quicker.
Hopefully, we'll see how it works this go around.
Well, actually, hopefully not, but
not sure. You hopefully don't get too many duplicates. But we came in on this song by Toby Mac called Ignition. So if you enjoyed that, please look that up and look up Toby Mac on your digital vendors of choice and give him some support. And we're going to, who's going to go first, Logan? You or I with opening? Because whoever goes first doesn't get to go last.
True.
Ooh, decisions.
I'll let you go first.
Oh, he's going to let me go first. Okay.
Yeah, I went first.
And we'll try to figure out what the cards are. We do have our sheet somewhere.
Right there.
There you go. Logan might have to help me. I don't know.
Rarities. Yeah.
I'm not the best at rarities, but we'll see what happens.
That's fine. Here. I ain't either.
Let me shift the funner cards toward the back. So.
Dad likes doing that way. I just go. Let's see, because I like them.
Okay, the first one we have is Water Leviathan at Ignister. Huh. Kind of like a serpentine-type dragon that's in the water, looks like. Cool.
Yeah.
This one seems like might be a duplicate card, but it's new for this set. But Dragon Maid Sendoff? That kind of looks familiar, but maybe not.
Yeah, it's the Dragon Maid's bowing before the gate to a
play. Okay. AI Shadow, which is kind of... It's just kind of weird. Kind of like a technological big old blob of blackness with some funny looking eyes.
The eye has eyeshadow on it.
Okay. That's I can't tell you. Yeah. The next one I have is Obsessive Overloop. And this one has a person that kind of has a camel. This is weird, folks. I guess looks like a person that has a camel that has two legs like a person.
Yep, pretty much. And it also has hands like people too.
Well, that's a different looking character.
He's got the head, hump, and tail of a camel, but the legs, arms, and staff of a human.
Very strange. Then we have a Link Party. It's a spell card. It's kind of like an Alice in Wonderland type tea party type setting. We have a cat with wings. We got a couple of stars. Some type of, looks like a blueberry or grape creature. A young lady with wings. So it's But the setting is reminiscent of the Alice in Wonderland party.
At least most of those characters are the Link ones that are the increase this element by 500 attack and defense, decrease the opposing element by however much.
Okay. The next one we have is Karakuri Gamma Oil. It's another spell card. Basically, it looks like kind of like a robotic person that's made out of bamboo. So
that sounds like Karakuri's. Yep. And he's got a little frog robot helping sit.
This one next is a zombie. It's a 9 lives cat, and it's kind of cool looking. It's like a regular old cat, but it's kind of white with black markings and red eyes with a... He's wanting to tear into you. Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
I can't tell if the shoulder bits are supposed to be steel or bone. Or kind of both, I guess.
Be kind of both, maybe. Yeah. I have a Megalith Promotion. This is a trap card. Looks like it's maybe a demon with the wings in back, and it looks like he's caught in like a electrified web, possibly, but has silver lettering, so I'm
that's just rare.
Just
I think.
A rare. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we have Doyon at Ignister. This one has gold lettering plus foil, so I think that's a super rare or maybe? Ultra rare. I can't remember.
And that's just a purple blob with hands.
Not much there. That's my first pack out of the six.
Here goes mine.
The next one.
Guard Ghost, which has a blue Oni, I think you call it, with lots of yellow hair and a kind of spooky looking club.
Okay, cool.
AI's Ritual, which has, it's got the black blob face of the AI shadow, except for this time, it's in a wizard outfit over a bubbling cauldron of purple. Looks neat.
Okay. Kind of almost looks like if you wrapped it around in red Orko from He-Man.
Kind of, yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Hiari at Ignister, which is a blue blob this time with multicolored blobs attached to it.
All these blobs, yeah, they're pretty much blob.
Yep.
Okay. I think those are some of the newer creations, aren't they? Okay. Sure.
Time Thief Retrograde, which has a young guy in one chair and an old guy in another chair on the screens, and a gal looking on the screens with all the little science readings on it.
Cool. Yeah, it's kind of like a command center or lab, laboratory, maybe.
And Time Thief Startup, which has the gal there. She's still in a lab. It looks like she's doing a recording on a holographic thing. Because she's raising her hand, and the holographic version of her is raising its hand, too.
So it's kind of like a close-up of one of the characters from the previous card.
Yep.
I kind of like that one better, because it gives her more, and I'll keep that to the side for a moment.
Another AI shadow. So that's our first
first duplicate. Yep.
Transicada, which is, you know those cicada shells? This time it came out as a robot with rainbow wings.
Okay. Yep, you're right. Some people call them locusts after they come out of the shell. So kind of like a robot locust, I guess.
The gold one, so super probably. Sky Striker Ace Rose, which is a gal in the black military-looking uniform with a long red sword. Which is neat.
Oh, okay. I like that. Cool. That's kind of reminiscent of a lot of manga and anime. Uh-huh.
The Magical Girls. Ancient Warrior Sun Liu Allowance.
Wow, what's that?
That was horrible.
Wow.
Ancient Warriors Saga Sun Liu Alliance.
There we go.
Better. Which has a normal-haired guy and a purple-haired guy discussing something. The purple-haired guy's... Well, both of them are in armor, but their helmets are off, so yeah. Purple-haired guy's sitting. Yeah.
Okay, kind of like an old military warlord type thing in the
Shogun
era.
Ancient Warriors.
Shogun era.
Probably.
And I would say the other one was probably either a holo rare or ultra rare. Ultra rare cards are a combination of super and normal rare cards. Holo foil lettering.
So holo foil. Ultra rare then, or whichever.
And the ultimate rare is same as ultra, and borders and the bottom and the card bottoms are all depicted in the type. Everything is holo, it looks like, I guess. I don't know. It's the subtleties.
Yeah. Just how shiny is it?
No. I think the new what's the new rarity called?
Rainbow Secret?
Rainbow Secret or Rainbow something
or
like
Star
that.
Star something?
I can't remember.
Either Rainbow Secret or Star Secret, I think.
So that's one that is the new rarity, because we've heard that they are going to do away with just the rare level of cards in Yu-Gi-Oh!
Apparently. So
that is different. Alrighty, here we go. Not first duplicate, but another duplicate. Nine Lives Cat.
Uh-huh.
Still, that's kind of cool. We have Danyo Rebo at Ignister, another brain type blob type looking thing.
Looks like it's got a storm cloud as a hat.
Then we have Karokuri Gamma MDL 4624 Shikro Kenshiri. That's the frog?
Yeah.
That's like a barrel.
Yep.
Neat.
Oh, this one's cute. Oh, this one might become my favorite. Squeak Knight. Or Squeak Knight. Squeak Knight. It's all. But it's got a mouse with a spear. At the head of the spear is a cheese wedge. And the shield is a mouse trap. That is cute.
Yeah, it is.
That is cool. Ooh. Oh, we got another duplicate Time Thief startup.
It happens.
This one might beat out that mouse, though, just because it's kind of cool, because I like aircraft.
Uh-huh.
Bell Cat Fighter. It has a cat bell underneath the fuselage, and the tail of the fighter kind of goes back and looks like a cat tail. The propellers look like the whiskers of a cat, and then at the end of the wings, where the machine gun tips are at, there's like three on each wing at the tips, and they're like cat claws.
Neat.
But other than that, it looks like an old World War II fighter plane.
Yep.
Very cool.
It's also got the ears.
Oh, I missed the ears. Okay.
Yeah. And the window on, and the right behind the propeller are eye-looking things.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I might have to put that one to the side now.
Yeah. That's your current running for favorite.
Okay. The next one is matching outfits. It's a dad and a couple of children, but they are goblins and they have the same t-shirts on.
Yep.
I didn't look close enough to see what the t-shirt's had on.
I think the t-shirt is Scrap Kong. I'm not sure, though.
Okay. Yeah, we got a
clone. Definitely not sure. I think I might be wrong on that, yeah.
My eyesight's not that good. And this one is Ancient Warriors Graceful Zhu Gong. And this one's kind of like Logan described as two warriors at the table, kind of like from the Shogun era. Yeah. This is one of those warriors. His armor, though, has a lot of feathers on it. And he's front and center on the card. Pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, looks like maybe a holo rare. And it is Light Dragon at Ignister. This is a golden dragon. It's got wings, probably two sets of wings that are kind of filmy, just like dragon wings are, I guess. Doesn't really matter.
Bat style.
It's kind of cool. I like that one.
Yeah. Neat. It's got the wings, but otherwise it's the Chinese style, it looks like.
Yeah. Some of the new themes that are in this Ignition Assault set is Beast Warrior. They have new cards with that. They have a megalithic new ritual themes within these, as well as a pirate theme, they says, is in here. So, hey, we haven't run across any pirates yet, I don't think. So we're going to have to look out for them. There's a bunch of themes within here. Bolster themes like Karakuri, which we have seen. Time Thieves, which we have seen those. Witchcrafter, which I don't think we've seen any of the Witchcrafters yet. And this set, I forgot to mention before, it comes in 9 cards per pack. And in a booster box, there's 24 packs, I believe.
Yep.
And they are suggested retail at $3.99. This is a 100 card set, 48 commons, 20 rares, 14 super rares, 10 ultra rares, and 8 secret rares.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of info about this set. Logan's got the next pack open.
Uh-huh. Battle Survivors next, which is a normal warrior looking guy at a campsite, basically, eating a stick of meat that he just cooked.
I'm hungry. Give me that meat.
Yep. Another Squeak Knight.
Squeak Knight's still cute.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Disposable Learner Device, which there's a series of exhausted goblins and one goblin wearing a helmet that's covering his eyes and controlling his hands.
Okay.
The helmet has limbs that it's using to control his hands.
That is kind of weird, but okay. Yep. Different.
Shiny Black Sea Squatter, which is a Kamen Rider-like guy with pitch black, and it's got the antennas.
Oh, that'd be cool if you're into the... I say Kamen, but Kamen could be the pronunciation. But yeah, you're right. It is very similar to that type of outfit.
Yep.
So if you're into that style of TV shows, that might be one to, be interested for you.
And two more copies, Water Leviathan and Uvaloop.
Okay.
Megalith Bethor, which is a demonic dragon guy that's basically halfway out of a portal, and I'm not sure if he's stuck or not, but yeah, he's halfway out the portal.
I think he's probably just, like you said, just halfway out. I don't think he's stuck. I think he's just coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Annihilator Archfiend, which is the rare, which is it's a demon that his face looks like it's made of either wood or worms or something like that. Hmm. He's got that weird effect. And it's got a cobra staff with a face in the hood.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yep. Big demon guy.
I like the staff. The demon guy, okay.
And you see what I mean about the face. It's a face made of wood with really detailed stripes or maybe worms.
Oh, he's got a centipede tail on him too.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. And the wings.
Uh-huh.
If you remember, what line was that? The one, there was a Lucifer. Was that Lady Death that had the Lucifer that kind of had the same? It'd take away the scorpion tail, but the demon-esque aspect, I think that's who they characterize Lucifer as. So that's kind of cool. Kind of reminds me of that.
Mm-hmm. And super rare, I think, is just the image. Kuchikiri Curse, which has there's a shrine gate and then a paper thing going up and then fire orbs around it and a grid of 8 lights covering a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how exactly well I described that, but yeah, it's a thing.
Kind of like, what are those balls of flame?
Hinotama?
Maybe, I think. Is that what they are?
I might be misplacing an N instead of an R or something, but I think it's Hinotama.
Especially like when they're in the fire. Yeah, they're in fire because they are fire. The forest, they kind of lead you away.
Will-o-wisps.
Will-o-wisps, there
That's
you go.
That's the...
Kind of reminds me of that, too. Cool.
They're generally blue, but yeah.
It's a nice foil because it's the flame image, so that's cool.
It does work well.
Okay, my last one. What will we get? And remember, when you are pulling from these cards, it is a blind bag. You don't know what you're going to get. You kind of saw, or not saw, you heard how we've already pulled duplicates from the set. So you are going to get duplicates. So
it just happens. Don't worry about it.
Yep, it just happens. That's part of the collecting. It's a holdover.
Try and trade them.
Try to trade them, that's true. But it's a holdover from baseball card collecting, really. Yeah.
And you can use up to 3 cards in a deck, so if you're playing the game...
True.
That's plenty of things.
And we have another duplicate here to start off with. Danyo Rebo at Ignister. Megalith Emergence is the next one. It's kind of a multi-headed golden dragon coming out of a...
Is it the same
bronze type deal? Bowl? Did we already have that one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And it looks like something's busting out the bottom, too.
We have a Time Thief Chrono Quarter, so I assume it must be like a recorder stuff. Another duplicate. Next, we have another Megalith Bethor, which is a duplicate, like I said. The next one is a new one, Chronomaly Supa Rocket. Wow, it's kind of like an itty-bitty rocket. It has a person in there. You can't really see the face because of the glare on the canopy. It's not too bad looking. It's nothing outrageous, but simple imagery.
Yep.
Another duplicate here, matching outfits. Next one, we have Feedran, the Winds of Mischief. Kind of looks like a squirrel with curlicue ears, like a bat and butterfly-esque wings, and a very long tail. Another cutie.
Yep.
And then our rare is basically one we already had, I believe. The Ancient Warriors Saga Sun Liu Alliance.
Yep, that's a copy.
And we have another Link Code Talker Inverted. And it is super rare, I believe.
I think so. It's a white armored guy with a spear.
Yeah, so not bad looking.
Probably robotic, but yeah.
And now the last pack for this go-around.
Yeah, let's see what we get. Well, the first one's Armory Call, which is a guy taking a sword out of a green portal that shows more swords and a helmet.
That's neat. So just an armory, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Another Link Party. Megalith Phaleg, which is this time the person coming out of the portal is a angel-looking guy, pure white, even the what would be flesh, and wielding a spear, again, halfway through the portal.
That's kind of a cool one.
Uh-huh.
Kind of looks like an angel in battle armor.
Yep. Doshin at Ignister, which it's got three blocks as its body, and it's got a little stick below it, and it has got arms, yes.
Okay.
Kind of like a Tetris block or a...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Rubik's Cube or...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird looking.
Rubik's Cube on a teriyaki stick with only one area. Yeah, it's only got one dimension of turning.
It's a cubob.
Yeah.
We don't
Another
know
Time
it is.
Thief startup and Bellcat fighter and matching outfits.
A lot of duplicates of these six packs.
Super rare Utgarda Gene Raider Boss of Delusion, which is a castle that's just kind of bending around and it's floating on a little ring. Yeah.
Maybe like it's warping out.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, okay. It's almost like it's a ship.
Uh-huh.
So the two sides of the spears are kind of like the rocket boosters, kind of angling to
a
different angle to boost off.
Yeah, and the main thing itself is why I was talking about it turning, because it's like this.
Well, cool. Mm-hmm. That's different.
An Earth Golem at Ignister, which is, it looks kind of like a mecha type thing with made out of earth with a little core of blue metal, and its feet are hands.
Its feet are hands.
Yeah.
Basically, that is true. Cool. Was that? I don't know. It almost looks wooden.
Maybe, but I think it's supposed to be ground.
I think it's supposed to be ground.
I'm guessing, given the name.
Well, true. A golem. That's true.
Well, they can have.
True. I agree with you.
The earth part, but yeah.
But just looking at the colorations, my mind went to maybe like tree trunks and stuff like that.
Kinda, yeah. I can see it.
Well, those are the six packs that we were going to look through. I still have my favorite one still picked out. It's still going to be the Bellcat Fighter. That's just a cool image. I like the World War II planes, the fighters, and this is very reminiscent of it, but it has a very cool play on it. Fun one that's being done, so that's kind of cool. Logan's going through to see what he might find for his favorite. But as you heard, you do get duplicates in this. That happens. Like Logan said, you can put three cards in a deck, so you can utilize those if you can to your best strategy. If you're working at a library out there, so when we get back to normalcy, you might see if you might have a tournament or just maybe a display of cards maybe to be of interest. But looks like Logan might have found something. Yep. What'd you find?
I might like the Nine Lives and the Sky Striker, but AI's Ritual.
AI's Ritual.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay. That's the one that I commented on. If it was had a red cloak, it could be Orko.
Yeah. If the mouth wasn't visible, it could be Vivi and brown instead of purple.
So there you go. Those are our two favorites for this time around. I'm pulling them.
Yep.
Remember, this is a booster set that's a 100 card set. You have 48 commons, 20 rares, 14 super rares, 10 ultra rares, and 8 secret rares. You will get duplicates, like I said, so that will happen. Definitely, if you're going to be able to, you can support your local gaming shop by either, you know, calling in and ordering them and maybe getting curbside pickup if they provide that type of service. Or you can order them online, if nothing else, and get that type of service. They are suggested retail They are suggested retail price of $3.99 a pack. And, of course, as always, you got to add in that old nice tax. They have been out for a bit, so you can still get them. But we definitely want to thank Hill & Knowlton Strategies for sending us this box. Again, this is just going to be part one of a three-parter again, because it is a booster box with 24 packs. So definitely want to thank Hill & Knowlton Strategies and Konami for
that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very much appreciated. And from Hill & Knowlton, everybody that we kind of work with there is Tim Klein, Allison Vincent, Lindsay Barber, and Crystal Rayburn is a newer one that we've started working with. So thank you to all four of them. And like I said, Konami as well. So definitely thank you for that. We are going to be leaving out on Black Magic. This is a song by Little Mix. Logan kind of picked this out because he saw that there was a magic theme to this as well.
I think I saw the Charmers on this list. So
the Charmers, yep. So, and then of course the Ignition was there at the beginning because Ignition Assault. So
yeah, we found a lot of Ignition songs.
So there you go. So we hope you have had fun listening to us open up these packages. We've had fun looking through them and seeing what we liked. Again, the two we liked was AI's Ritual and Bellcat Fighter for this go around. But we will see everybody on the next go around. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
All the girls on the block knocking at my door. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more. Is your lover playing on your side? Said he loves you, but he ain't got time. Here's the answer, come and get it at a knockdown prize. Hey! Full of honey, just to make him sweet.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.